Good morning. I'm Rashan Gidwani, and you're watching the Daily Morning Note. It's Monday, the 16th of January, 2023. Here is the equity strategy for week three of 2023 from the head of research for Phillips Securities, Paul Chu. The positive news is inflation continues to trend lower. U.S. core CPI in December rose 0.17% month on month, trending at a pace similar to 2019 when core inflation was around 2%. We expect a choppy week. The release of U.S. PPI, estimated at minus 0.1% month-on-month on Wednesday, can further cement the soft landing narrative of the U.S. economy. However, upcoming speeches by Fed FOMC members Williams on Tuesday and Brainard on Thursday could spook the market with more hawkish comments. In Singapore, the release of results of Mapletree Logistics Trust on Thursday after noontime and Suntec REIT on Friday morning can provide an early glimpse into downside risk to REIT asset valuations. The Straits Times Index rose 0.8% or 25.97 points to close at 3,293.75 points on Friday, as slowing inflation in the U.S. lifted investor sentiment. Most key Asian markets finished higher on the wave of optimism. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index, the Shanghai Composite Index, South Korea's KOSPI, and the FTSE Bursa Malaysia KLCI rose between 0.4% and 1%. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ finished at their highest levels in a month on Friday, with shares of JP Morgan Chase and other banks rising following their quarterly results, which kicked off the earnings season. All three major indexes also registered strong gains for the week, leaving the S&P 500 up 4.2% so far in 2023, and the CBOE Volatility Index, Wall Street's fear gauge, closed at a one-year low. Twitter's potential exit from its office space at Capita Green will have an immaterial impact on Capital Land Integrated Commercial Trust's, or CICT's, portfolio revenue, said the Real Estate Investment Trust on Friday in response to queries from the Business Times. ST Telemedia Global Data Centers, a company backed by Singapore investment company Temasek, is exploring a potential initial public offering that could raise more than $1 billion, according to people with knowledge of the matter. The Singapore-based data center operator has held discussions with potential advisors on an offering that could value the firm at over $5 billion, the people said. This year's first new residential launch, Seneca Residence, met with firm demand on its first day of sales. House hunters bought up to 60% or 160 units of the 268-unit project in eastern Singapore, with units transacted at an average of $2,072 per square foot on Saturday, said joint developers MCC Singapore, Ecovest Development, and The Place Holdings. IFAS Core has maintained its guidance for financial year 2023 to financial year 2025 for now, even though recent reports that the Hong Kong e-pension platform's rollout schedule has fallen behind by 8 months. According to the Hong Kong Provident Fund, the Hong Kong pension platform is still aimed to be up and running by the end of 2025. Citigroup reported a decline in fourth quarter profit on Friday as it hiked provisions to prepare for a worsening economy, and investment banking revenue fell on a sharp drop in deal-making activity. This came after fears of a potential recession prompted the bank to add $640 million to its reserves in the fourth quarter. Wells Fargo on Friday reported a 50% decline in profit for the fourth quarter as the bank racked up more than $3 billion in costs related to a fake account scandal and boosted loan loss reserves for a potential economic slowdown. Provision for credit losses was $957 million in the quarter, compared with the $452 million release a year earlier. BlackRock reported an 18% drop in fourth quarter profit on Friday, hit by a global market rout that squeezed fee income. The world's largest asset manager posted adjusted earnings of $1.36 billion, or $8.93 per share, in the 3 months to December 31st, down from $1.65 billion, or $10.68 per share a year earlier. JP Morgan reported a 6% rise in fourth quarter profit on Friday, as a better-than-expected performance from the bank's traders more than offset a hit from a slump in deal-making. The bank said it had reserved $1.4 billion US dollars in loan loss provisions. JP Morgan's profit for the 3 months ended December 31st was $11 billion US dollars or $3.57 US dollars per share, compared with $10.4 billion US dollars or $3.33 US dollars per share a year earlier. Bank of America Corp reported a better-than-expected fourth-quarter profit on Friday as rate hikes helped it charge more interest on loans to customers. Bank of America's revenue net of interest expense increased 11% to $24.5 billion US dollars in the fourth quarter. The bank earned 85 cents per share in the quarter.